This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, it was a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. It's Patricia Schultz's book called 1,000 Places to See in the United States and Canada Before You Die. How many of you have read that? Anybody? Isn't that interesting? Not one hand went up. Do people read? I mean, is there anything here? No one raised their hand in the first service. I'll have to write this author and said, nobody. It's a senior book. It's a number one bestseller. She followed it up with a book called 1,000 Places in the World to Visit Before You Die. And of course, going from the United States and Canada then to the world, it limited the number of places in this country that she could pick and say, that's where you need to go. Ohio only has one listing. Every state's listed with, you know, one, two, three, four listings. Do you know what the one place she said you've got to see before you die? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland. I haven't been there. How many of you have been there? You don't read, but you've all been to the Rock and Roll. That is a sin. That is a sin. You've all been to the Rock and Roll Museum and Hall of Fame. It's incredible. I want to talk to you today about another place. And I purposely left it blank. A second look at a place called what? It's not a physical place. It's very much a spiritual place. And I'm going to say this very dramatically, but I believe it to be true. You need to go to this place before you die, or it's really serious, the consequences. It's a place called repentance. A place called repentance. We're going to talk about a word that's been made fun of in our culture. You see the man with the beard and the white robe in the cartoons holding up a sign, repent or else. And in our culture, we make fun of people who call people to repentance, but it's a great biblical word. And even the dictionary, I have to tell you, on your phone will be wrong. It'll say repentance means contrition. It includes that, but that's not what it means biblically. It's the word metanoia, which means to turn or to change your mind. Repentance means to turn away from something and turn to something. It means to change your mind about God. It means to change your mind about your sin. And there is no life without repentance, and I can prove it today. There is no life without going to a place called repentance. We're in 2 Corinthians. That's why the windows are up here, the series Through the Looking Glass. We're still in chapter 7, verse 8 through 10, and then Acts 17:30. It goes like this. Paul says, even if I caused you sorrow in my letter, referring to a past letter to the church at Corinth, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while, yet now I am happy. Not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Here's the key verse. This is the one you got to go home with, verse 10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation or life. Salvation means life, life eternal. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. Worldly sorrow brings death. Do you see why it's not just enough to say, I'm sorry for what I've done? You have to have repentance, which means to turn, to change, to look at God in a new way, to look at your sin in a new way. Well, all this week, a message from 2 Corinthians called A Place Called Repentance. Before you and I die, we both need to go to a place called repentance. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message or any message you've heard on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.